This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1609. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 22nd, New English schedules from Austria, Croatia, Japan, New Zealand, Turkey. More news from Australia, Brazil, Canada, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, Israel, Lebanon, Mali, Mexico, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Poland, Serbia, Sudan, Tibet, USA, Vietnam, and Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On March 20th and 21st, I noticed that one of the DRM frequencies of Radio Australia, the one from the 10-kilowatt transmitter in Brandon on 5995, had gone back into the AM mode. It had been in DRM between 12 and 14 UT. Nigel Holmes at Radio Australia explains that the DRM content server at Brandon failed, so they went back to AM while they're waiting to get spare parts. Meanwhile, one of the Shepparton transmitters is all set to begin broadcasting many hours a day in DRM. Nigel Holmes explained that to Craig Seeger via Alokesh Gupta. It'll be on the air, not continuously, but making several frequency and beam changes between 07 and 19 UT to parts of the Pacific and Asia, and at 01 to 03 UT on the highest of the frequencies chosen, exactly 19,000 kilohertz in the greatly underutilized so-called 15-meter shortwave broadcast band. That's aimed toward the Central Pacific, which means on the same beam on into North America. They'll be using two different levels of DRM on the different transmissions, and this one is the lower level, only 11 kilobytes per second. And all these start on April 1st, not March 25th, the official start of the A12 season. He says the average power is 40 kilowatts from a Continental 418G transmitter. Competent reception reports are welcome, especially notifying of any interference to the Radio Australia transmissions. And he says include postal details if emailing reports, possibly implying he might QSL them. Via BCDX, the A12 schedule of Transworld Radio Europe shows their shortwave broadcasts in English will be 7 days a week at the same hour rather than varying on weekends, 0700 to 750 UT, on 7400 via Austria and 6105 via now in Germany. In the NASA group, Johnny Serra in Italy reports the Brazilian reactivated we mentioned last week, 40 hertz below 4915, heard March 18th, between 0220 and 0552 UT. It had been known as Rádio Difusora de Macapá, but he heard IDs as Rádio Cultura de Macapá, or Rádio Cultura for short. Also March 8th at 0117, I was checking out the two frequencies of Radio Nacional da Amazônia, the recently reactivated 6180 and 11780. I found that both of them were marred by a constant propeller buzz or whine on the modulation. And since it was on both of them, that would be an input problem rather than something specific to one of the transmitters. And this was going on for at least 1 hour. And later on I saw complaints from Brazilian DXers in the Rádio Escutas group about the modulation problems from RNA in Brasilia. And furthermore, 6180 is putting out spurs around 6130 and 6080, says Edison Bacorni Jr. in Rio Grande do Sul. To the ODXA group, Harold Sellers forwards a report from friends of the CBC. The government is targeting the CBC with a $110 million budget cut, which represents most of the cost of producing CBC radio. It will damage our news, culture, and digital economy. We have one last chance to stand with the thousands of Canadians We're calling for fair treatment for the CBC and a big push before the budget is tabled. I'm not sure about the timeline on this, but read more about it at www.reimaginecbc.ca/connected. BCDX provides the A12 frequency schedule for Croatian radio relays via Germany, showing as usual, instead of making the frequency shift at the beginning of the A12 season, they wait until May 10th to move up from 7375 to 9925 for the broadcast to the Americas. However, the times shift one UT hour earlier between 2200 and 0500 UT with two overlapping transmitters to different parts of the Americas. And presumably this also means that the English quarter hours will change to one UT hour earlier at 0200 and 2215. DRM is invading the medium wave band in South America, at least. There have already been some tests in Brazil. And now we see in a Radio World story via Yimbir Gaviria that there are tests planned from the 820 kilohertz station in Ecuador, Union Radio in Quito. A big surprise this week was the reactivation of not one but two shortwave frequencies from Equatorial Guinea, which had been off shortwave for several months. Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka found BATA, the Radio Nacional domestic service, on 5005, March 17th, after 1805 UT. And it was soon heard by many others, such as Mark Davies in Wales, at 1828. Also 15190 kHz from Equatorial Guinea, known as Radio Africa, carrying nothing but religious broadcasters, mostly from the U.S., had been sporadically reported during the past year, but difficult to confirm. But now it's definitely back on. First reported March 17th at 0604 by Luca Bottofiore in Italy, Play DX. It was just like it had been before, with rather poor modulation. Also reported by Dave Kenny in England, March 17th from 1657, as soon as IRRS via Romania had closed its extended Saturday broadcast of Brother Scare on the same frequency. And he was still hearing Radio Africa at 1845. He says he had also tentatively heard it back on the 2nd of March at 1735 to 1755 and on the 16th around the same time, but it must have been intermittent. Thanks to his tip, I was also hearing it, but the signal here is quite weak. On 15190, March 17th, from TuneIn at 1912. And another characteristic of Radio Africa is long periods of dead air between programs, maybe 5 minutes or even more. After 1959, there's interference from YFR via Ascension on 15195. And on that date, at least, Africa went off about 2026. As also noted by Terry Kruger in Florida, and by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, and also by Harold Sellers in British Columbia. Meanwhile, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was trying for the other frequency, 5005, and heard it signing on at 0453 UT, March 18th, with local African music. Until 0515, they played the national anthem at 0508. Another frequency to check, the third one, which used to be active, was 6250, but that's from a different part of Equatorial Guinea, Malabo, and he was not hearing that, nor have I either. It used to come on around 0530. I also tried it for 5005 24 hours later, but no trace of it here then. One more thing about Radio Africa on 15190. If you hear a definite ID for Radio Africa, consider yourself very fortunate, as they seem to not bother to play them. Many of us have been trying to catch one, including Bill Bingham in South Africa, who's been monitoring it a lot. He gets lots of program identifications, but not actually station IDs. Don't be confused by another station on 15190 between 1730 and 1930, Radio Pilipinas. Other than that, the best window for Radio Africa seems to be 1930 to 20 UT approximately, or before 17:30, except on Saturdays when there's only half an hour after Romania closes. If you're all set for another Global Pirate HF weekend, March 24th and 25th, relax, it's been delayed 1 week by the organizer Hari in Finland. It'll be March 31st and April 1st instead, including a new station, Balkan Radio International, which plans to launch. Check the blog of the organizer for the latest info as the dates approach, hkdxfigure2.blogspot.co.uk. Thanks to Mike Barraclough for that update. With Europe finally shifting daylight, we expect the World of Radio broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio on Tuesday mornings to move 1 UT hour earlier on 5980, 0930 instead of 1030, in order to seem to be at the same local clock time. Also, Harold Froge and Manuel Mendez pass on news from Hamburger Local Radio that they'll have a special transmission Sunday, March 25th on 7265 with 1 kilowatt at 05 to 08, 11 to 12, and 14 to 17 UT. Reception reports appreciated and will be verified by a special QSL. You can send your email reports to m.kitner@freenet.de. Another surprise reactivation, but only after a few weeks missing and on different frequency, is Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces radio, discovered by Zaharis Liangas in Greece at 15785 in upper sideband, March 21st at 0500 in Hebrew. It's a frequency I remember them using before, but they had last been heard on 15850. Thanks to this tip, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania checked out their other frequency and found it has also returned, and it's also on a previous rather than the most recently used one, 6973, March 21st at 2250 past 2305 with the usual talk in Hebrew and pop music. This one was an AM, unlike upper sideband on 15785. The previous frequencies for this one before the hiatus had been 9235 and 7635. Johannan has extracted the remaining English broadcasts from the new A12 schedule of Radio Japan. The Sackville relays never seem to change, which is a good thing. 0500 on 6110 and 1200 on 6120. Some of the others make seasonal changes, however. Here are the remaining frequencies. All of these are one-half-hour broadcasts. At 05-5975 from UK, 11970 from France to South Africa. Broadcasts to Hawaii and South America have been dropped, but there's still English at 1000 to Oceania and Asia on 9625 and 9695. At 1200, the only other frequency is 9695 from Singapore. At 1300 and 1400, they're back to 15735 via Uzbekistan, and at 14 in addition, 11705. That's a familiar frequency, but a new site. Now it's coming from Palau. And at 1800, there is a new transmission in English from Japan, strangely enough, from Madagascar to West and Central Africa on 15720. That replaces the one at 1400, which we used to hear on 21560 from France. And I have high hopes that the 15720 will also reach North America, as it's also aimed toward us. World of Radio 1609 is semi-complete. Our website brings you much more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, including the latest issue, number 12-12, upon which this edition is based, via worldofradio.org. Our thanks for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, and William Hessig in Illinois, both of whom sent a check in the mail commemorating the equinox to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Another way to contribute is via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. There's a very obscure shortwave service from Lebanon. Trouble is, it's not broadcast directly from there, but via Vatican Radio. It's known as the Voice of Charity, and it's in Arabic. I ran across it again March 20th at 0540 on 9645. It's mentioned briefly under Lebanon in the World Radio TV Handbook as on 11715 at 0530 to 0600. It's following a half-hour broadcast of Arabic from Vatican Radio itself. However, it appears to be on two frequencies. I'm not sure if this will continue to be the case after the time shift March 25th for the A12 season. The new Vatican Radio schedule shows Arabic at 0400 and 0430 on 11715 and 0400 also on 9645. Mali should be interesting to monitor if you can get enough modulation to hear it and if it's even on the air. Chris Greenway in England reported at 1816 UT March 21st that protesting soldiers had stormed the ORTM building in Bamako, forcing broadcasting to stop. Television cut to a still logo with no audio. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal promptly checked out the shortwave frequencies from Mali and found no signal on 5995 at 2205. We'll see what happens with their daytime frequency, which I think comes on around 0800-9635. There's a significant Mennonite community in Chihuahua State, Mexico, leading to some broadcasts in Plattdeutsch on Mexican AM stations. And I just ran across another one as I tuned in 710 March 20th at 1226. There was a fellow speaking in Low German, accompanied by a hymn. His accent sounded English rather than Spanish, and he was mentioning Chihuahua. That was immediately followed by the usual singing ID from La Ranchera de Cuauhtémoc, a station I often hear around sunrise only in Spanish, playing that ranchera music. So I wonder if the Plattdeutsch was just a brief announcement or the end of a full program. Right after the March 20th earthquake in Mexico, Stephen Wiseblood said his local news reported that all Mexico City TV stations were off the air. No further info about what followed from this that might have disrupted network transmissions all over the country and may have also knocked some radio stations off the air. We have the A12 schedule for Radio New Zealand International, effective March 25th, via Jaisaktivel. I'll just mention the start times of each of the AM transmissions. There's about a one-minute break as they change frequencies, otherwise on the air continuously. From 0459 on 11725, 759 on 6170, 1059, 9655, 1300, 6170, 1551, 7285, 1651, 9615, 1851, 11725, and from 2151 to 0458, 15720. Keep an eye on their website since they often make frequency changes without pointing them out. And note that New Zealand goes off daylight shifting 1 week later, April 1st, rather inconveniently. That will certainly lead to program time changes 1 UT hour later for the many, many relays of RNZ National and might affect some shortwave frequency usage. Drake reported that Voice of Nigeria had finally begun regular service from its brand new transmitter near Abuja. It was still using the old one as well, and they were even overlapping for a few minutes around 19 UT on 15120 in the middle of the English broadcast. You can tell the new one because it's slightly off frequency to the low side. Otherwise, the modulation is much better. However, we continued to monitor, and on Saturday and Sunday, the new one didn't show up after 1900. We assumed the same situation would resume on Monday the 19th, but neither one of them appeared on 15120, according to monitoring by Bill Bingham in South Africa, nor the following few days. However, on March 21st, I could barely hear some noise on 15120, which I suspect means they were in DRM instead of AM, apparently still testing or trying to decide exactly how they're going to use the new facilities. In DSWCI DX Window, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka says, the Radio Pakistan Islamabad transmitters can be heard on 11600. I guess he's referring to Urdu in the mornings. But Karachi has terrible problems with their modulation. For about 2 years, the reintroduced Sinhala in Tamil for Sri Lanka is not heard. Sometimes I can detect a carrier and a bit of audio. What a waste, and the program producers must be having a frustrating time. I guess he's referring to the 12:30 to 13:30 broadcasts scheduled on 9800 and 11880 from Islamabad. European DXers now may be more confident that if they hear a station on 3915 at the appropriate time, it's really Radio Fly in Papua New Guinea, and not the Fifth Harmonic of Ukraine from 783. Mauno Ritala says Ukraine is now gone from that frequency. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, says Radio Fly was heard at 16:30 on March 11th with nonstop pop music on 3915. Ron Howard in California also heard it March 16th at 0837 to 0933, a decent signal for only 1 kilowatt, one of their best receptions, playing a nice variety of songs, including La Macarena. And ID at 0900 as 103.8 Radio Fly. Then English, local, and national news and sports. From Paraguay, the World Radio TV Handbook has been listing Radio Nacional with a 100 kilowatt transmitter on 920 kilohertz. Evidently, that's its rated power, but it's actually been running much less. Horacio Negro in Uruguay says it's been only 10 or maybe 35 kilowatts, but a new 100 kilowatt unit was to be inaugurated on March 18th. A story from La Nación never got around to mentioning the frequency, but we assume they're still talking about 920, which would give us DXers abroad a better chance to hear Paraguay, as their shortwave still remains inactive, formerly on 9737. The handbook shows the schedule on 920 is 0800 to 2400 UT, so it's not much on the air in the evenings, but our best chance should be around sign-on in the mornings. Polish Radio External Service has been steadily reducing its shortwave, and even further reductions are coming for the A12 season, showing only 5 broadcasts left, all of them via Wolverton, England, and only in Belarusian, Polish, or plain old Russian. Not even relaying anymore to North America via Sackville in Polish, which has been at 22 to 23 on 15260. Maybe there will be one final broadcast on March 24th of a mass, as they've been carrying on Saturdays, if they're not already on the new schedule. That was via BCDX from the HFCC registrations. Alan Rowe confirms that they announced on their What's Up program Sunday the 18th that there would be no more English broadcasts on shortwave. They only had one left anyway, which has been at 1700, or would have been at 17 instead of 18 if they hadn't canceled it. According to its own schedule, International Radio Serbia does not have any English broadcasts on the weekends to North America on 6190. Nevertheless, they've been broadcasting one at 0200 UT Sundays, which I heard on March 18th until 0230. Remains to be seen what will happen with the A12 schedule, probably shifting one UT hour earlier at least. We won't get any info about Serbia from HFCC, where they refuse to participate. Started a few months ago, a new service for Darfur provided by Radio Netherlands, spelled T-A-M-A-Z-U-J. I finally heard it well via the Madagascar Relay 11940, March 18th, at 0426, just before they went off, or rather changed transmitter site, so now I know how it's pronounced. Tamazuc. There's a new schedule in effect from the A12 season. All the frequencies appear to have changed. I hope the Darfurians can keep up with them. This also affects Radio Dabanga, which follows at 0430 until almost 0600. Via Jaisakteville from the Radio Netherlands schedule, via Madagascar on 15400, UAE on 15550, and Vatican on 11650. The evening broadcast, Radio Dabanga only, I think, from 15 to 1630, Madagascar 15150, and Sri Lanka 15725. Via CommanderElliott.com, Ted Lipian on the Blogger News Network reports there's a campaign to save the Voice of America's Tibetan service. Go to, all one word, www.savevoatibetanradio.com or on facebook.com/savevoatibetan. Via BCDX, we have Voice of Turkey's A12 schedule showing English just about the same as last summer, 1 hour earlier than in the winter, at 12:30 on 15450, which might make it to North America, at 16:30 on 15520, at 18:30 on 9785, at 20:30 on 7205, 2200 on 9830, that's intended for Europe and America, and at 0300 on 9515 for us, and also 6165 for Asia. If you check the propagation minute on WWV at 18 minutes past any hour, you may have noticed that they have a new robotic feminine voice. I'm not impressed with her mechanical intonation. She speaks too quickly and even swallows the numbers, and even though time is available, never repeats them. According to Stan Horzepa at ARRL, it's a text-to-speech engine from NeoSpeech, and her name is Kate. VOA Greenville asks me to inform everyone that they ran out of QSL cards. We have a stack of unanswered reports 8 inches tall. We ordered a new batch of cards and are expecting them soon. Please tell listeners to be patient as we will get the cards out to them. We apologize for the delay and really appreciate the SWL community taking time to write us. We value these reports and find them extremely useful in the fight to keep Greenville going. I've been hearing some AM stations well when I should not be if they were really on their directional patterns. KTNN 660 in Arizona from 1235 UT instead of 1330 sunrise in March. Also the other Navajo station on 880 KHAC. From Colorado, KCKK 1510 Mile High Sports. I'm hearing around 0530 despite supposedly being in a deep null of their day and night pattern. Ron Howard in California has been hearing Vietnam Coast radio stations, partly in English, even commercials, on 7906 and 8294 USB at various times, including 1307 UT, March 21st. A probable log of Yemen reactivated on 9780 by Luca Bottafiore in Italy, Pladiex, March 17th at 0607, despite DRM interference from Spain. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 19th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 3, peaking at 10 and 3 on March 28th, 15 and 4 on April 13th. Solar flux dipping to 100 until March 26th and then rising to a peak of 135 April 3rd to 6th and back down to 100 by April 11th. That's World of Radio 1609. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.